Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. For the record, let it be confirmed that there is a quorum present. Chief Chad Self, Director Brian Nelson, Janetta Williams, Colonel Mike Rappage, Spence Austin, myself, Wade Carpenter, Miley Liu, Melina Stevens, Nate Curtis, and Alan Swanson. I'd also like, for the record, to indicate that as today is October 12th at 2 p.m., it's actually 10 minutes after 2 p.m., we're located at the Public Safety Education and Training Center, located at 410 West, 9800 South, third floor, post-council room. Today, on the agenda, which is the only item on here, myself as Chair Wade Carpenter, we are going to review division direction for the new chair, for the as chairman to look for the new post division director, or at least to discuss the testing process. Today, all those present, also we have, for the record, Dave and Laura from State of Utah HR, or is it?
Yeah, Public Safety HR System.
Public Safety HR. They have also provided each one of the board members or post-council with a booklet that replicates the original book that the original post-council had, or the original six that sat on the selection board. I'll go through that list real quickly.
Mr. Chair?
Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Do we need to formally designate this as a closed meeting?
Not at this point. We will as we start diving in. We'll go through the entire process we used. Once we kind of get into specifics that are more as far as character and professional competence of the applicants, at that point I'll ask for a motion to go into closed session. So at this point we'll go ahead and proceed. Also for the record, John Crowley is also in attendance. We'll grab you a book. We'll be rolling. Any questions thus far? So what I've decided to do is kind of probably the best way to go through this process is to provide you with the timeline that was decided on from the commissioner, myself, Ken Wallentine, who is president of the Utah Chiefs Association, Sheriff Chad Jensen, who is president of the Utah Sheriffs Association. This timeline was designated by a formal request or a letter from the Utah Chiefs and Sheriffs Association requesting to be included in the recruitment process for the new post director. I will actually, Spence, can you read this for me, please?
Dear Chairman Carpenter, on behalf of the Utah Sheriffs Association, the Utah Chiefs of Police Association, and the 29 sheriffs and 108 chiefs of police that we collectively represent, we are inquiring of the Post Council about the process for appointment of the Director of Peace Officer Standards and Training. Recognizing the vital role that the Director holds in training our deputy sheriffs and municipal police officers, we ask that our respective organizations be invited to participate in the selection process. The Post Council is statutorily vested with the responsibility of recommending a candidate to the Commissioner of Public Safety, Utah Code Annotated 53-6-104, parens 1. Which provides the commissioner upon recommendation of the council and with the approval of the governor shall appoint a director of the division, close quote. We ask that Governor Cox and Commissioner Anderson consider the participation of the sheriffs and chiefs respective organizations in the selection process. Because the current director will be retiring in 30 days, please contact us at your earliest convenience to help us understand how the council will fulfill its responsibility. Respectfully signed, Chad Jensen, Sheriff of Cache County, Ken Wallentine, Chief of Police, West Rodin Police Department.
Thank you, sir. So that was sent out on July 1st. On July 13th, myself, Chief Wallentine, Commissioner Jess Anderson, Sheriff Chad Jensen had a preliminary meeting to discuss how best to set the process up. On August 3rd, there was a selection committee was selected to go through the original applicants. That was comprised of myself, Sheriff Wallentine, Chief Wallentine, and Sheriff Jensen. The process was we were supposed to go HR did the original review of those applicants, Dave, is that my understanding, to make a determination of all of the applicants who were qualified. From that, I believe we had an original list of 16. If I'm not mistaken, that list was originally, we went through the exact qualifications. Am I correct on this, Lori?
There was more applicants than what was referred over to you, just because some of them didn't meet the minimum qualifications.
So I believe we had 16 referred over, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe there were 12.
12, okay. My understanding was we ended up with 12 after we did the initial review of the 16. Some of those were removed because they didn't have post-certification. So some of those were removed, and we ended up with 12, an original list of 12. We kind of went through that process to make a selection to have the initial interviews. Six candidates were chosen to move forward on August 3rd. On August 4th, Chief Wallentine, Commissioner Anderson, and Sheriff Jensen were met again and to come up, see if we could come up with a consensus. The commissioner expressed concerns about moving six forward and felt that there was some others in that group that should move forward as well. We couldn't come to a consensus, so we agreed that we would interview all 12 candidates, to be entirely fair. So the board, if you will, that was selected, there were six, there was an agreement that six individuals from Post Council would be selected to sit on that board. Nate Curtis, Michael Rappage, Melina Stevens, Alan Swanson, Janetta Williams, and myself sat on the initial board to interview those 12 candidates. Of those 12 candidates, let me read these to you. Inside, if you'll open your cover on your first page, these happen to be ranked and rated by HR, how they finished in the process. Is that correct? Is that only to number four, or is that all the way through?
So the first four were the top ranking count.
Right.
After that, it's just alphabetical.
Okay. After that, it's alphabetical order. I can read those to you if you would like, or I don't have to. I'd be happy to read all of them. There's also a Simon Garrett that actually they didn't have room in the binder. So there's a pink tab. If you go back to the back of your book, it also has Simon Garrett or Garrett Simon's resume there for your review. We could do this one of two ways. We can give you an opportunity to go through all of the resumes. Of course, we felt strongly about the original process. I don't think the process itself was the problem. I think where we ran into a problem is we didn't have a quorum, which would be 10 of the 17 members. Council, if I'm mistaken on that, please correct me. So what we're here today is to discuss, in my view, the top three candidates. And we had four in there, but as a group, and anybody that was on that initial, can you please raise your hands, the group that was originally there? We agreed to move those top three because of the scoring process that we came up with, and I'd be happy to discuss that scoring process. Maybe that's, we won't dive into that piece right now. But we came out with a clear, first was Jared Rigby that had 17 points, or he had 83%, or five of the top six votes. We had Alex Garcia that had one of the top votes and three of the second vote. And then we had Nate Mutter that had one of the second to top votes and third, one, two, three, four of the third place votes. And then we dropped down to Lance Van Dongen, and he had one second place vote and two third place votes, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? So that gave us a clear one, two, you know, one through three. We decided to move, so Alex was nine and Nate was six, Jared was 17. So moving into this process today would be my recommendation to look at the applications resumes of those top three candidates discuss any questions you might have, and I would like to give everybody on the review committee an opportunity to talk about each candidate. We can go in any order you prefer and discuss, you know, the merits of each one of those individuals. Go ahead.
Question. Where there was a process and where there was, as you mentioned, a clear top candidate. Today, if we come to a consensus, can we move forward with the idea of presenting one name to the commissioner, or do we have to still present a list?
So we met with... and Pierpont, I forgot his Chief Pierpont, who is the chief of staff. We met with him, and when I say we met with him, myself, President Jensen, actually wasn't President Jensen, it's President Smith. President Jensen wasn't available, and Ken Wallentine discussed the process, and they said that they would leave that to post counsel to make a determination whether they pushed one or three forward. So, at the end of the day, I think that will be the decision of this board, whether they want to move one name or three names forward. So that's where we're at on that. Does that answer your question?
Because the statute doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
It does not.
It says upon recommendation of the council.
Okay. That's it.
So with that, do I have any desire to move a certain direction on?
I'll make a motion that if we can come to a consensus that the council move one name forward to commission.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Please.
Understanding your process a little bit, I understand just by looking through the process that we want to just push one person forward. However, this committee, I think, was consistent in deciding that, in all fairness, you were going to interview all 12, right?
Correct.
You had selected six, but then you decided you were going to...
We interviewed 11 of those 12.
Okay.
One dropped out.
Yes. So I am just pointing towards consistency with what was set up.
Okay. Is that a motion or?
Yes.
What would your motion be?
I would like to make a motion that we consider sending all three up.
Okay. Any discussion? Do I have a second?
Just saying, it's kind of hard to decide what's been the normal process because we haven't done this in a long time.
And do we need to decide right now, or can we kind of go through the candidates and then make a determination for do we feel comfortable as a council with one person versus would it be better to have kind of the three-person option? I mean, do we need to make that decision now, I guess is my question.
I think we ought to talk about the experience of each one of the individuals, at least in my view, and give everyone an opportunity to see, you know, we could come out with an entirely different name today in this process. That could happen. So, Jeanette, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's exactly what I was going to say, because they're ranked the way they are doesn't mean that
correct.
We have to send
in
that way.
That's the whole purpose of this process.
Exactly. But I think the names that were selected here, the top three, are the ones that, you know, we have a strong opinion about. And I just think that we could look at each one of the three, top three, and see who would be the best qualified for the, if we're going to send just the one person's name in. Because the top person on here may not actually be the top person that I would select to send forward. That's just my, you know, what I would suggest. And we could kind of look at it that way, too.
That's the purpose of this committee, too. So that's why I'd like to have input on that. So with that, would we like to dive into each?
So we're tabling that motion then?
So probably need to table that motion for the moment.
Table.
All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move forward. Is there any recommendation of order to move forward with the names?
Do we need to go into close?
I think we need
portion?
To go into closed session.
I move that we go into closed session for personnel.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to go into discussion of personnel. to discuss position and character of the applicants. Got a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, motion passes. So we'll now. Oh, all those in favor, sorry. Any opposed? Hearing none. We'll go anybody that is not part of this this board of the post council at this point would have to accuse themselves. I'd like to call the October 12th, 2022 session into order. It is now 3:20 p.m. and we are ready to move forward with the agenda. So, do we have...
Untable my motion?
Untable, yes. We have a motion that has been tabled. And we're going to untable that motion. It was a motion to move one name forward for the post-council director. And we had a second from... Nate Curtis? No, Nate Spence. Curtis. Sheriff Spence. Curtis?
We have a couple of...
Oh, sorry. Spence Austin. I apologize. I think it's Nate. With that, we'll go ahead and... ask if there is any discussion.
And that would also be the time for the substitute motion if
at this point, if you want to do it.
I would still like to push forward, make a motion, whatever.
We have on the floor a substitute motion from Miley Lou, and please go ahead and share your substitute motion.
Okay. My substitute motion stems from a little bit of background, maybe. 35 years experience in hiring and working with HR and working with superintendents. My motion would be to move two names forward, your first and second.
So we have a motion to move the first two candidates forward. Do I have a second?
Just can we have discussion of that?
You can have discussion.
So that back to kind of where it needs is I think that if we, my recommendation would be we either move one or we move three. If we're going to go with two, we're going to go with three. When we went through the committee that was formed and put this together, identified three names that all three were identified as viable, good potential candidates that the committee would be comfortable with. My recommendation would be either one or three. So I guess my alternate to that would be if we were to do that to make three.
I'm fine with that too. So amended motion.
So we have an amended. Would you like to amend your motion?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'll make it a motion that we move all three, one, two, and three forward.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Got a second for Colonel Rappage. Is there any further discussion?
Call the question.
Got a question? Go ahead.
No, call the question. We'll call it.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. No.
Aye.
Well, okay.
Or no. Nay.
So we have how many opposed? Is that a hand up or not? Or
no.
Down? Okay. So does it pass or fail?
It fails.
Okay. So do we pass for a...
Call a question on the original motion.
Do we have a question on the original motion, a vote on the original? Those in favor?
Of the original motion being...
The original move one name forward. Those in favor, please indicate by up with the hand. Looks like we have that passes. That was 6-10.
Hold them up. So...
The ayes, this is the ayes.
The ayes for motion
for
three.
One name.
Eight-three.
Mr. Chair,
please.
I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
That we submit the name as post council's recommendation of Jared Rigby.
Second. I've got a first and a second to move the name of Jared Rigby forward as the post council chair. I mean, not chair, but the director. Do I have a second?
Second.
You got a second from Spence Austin. Any further discussion on that? Go ahead and call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Got one abstain? Okay.
Is it
passes
a
or
a nay?
Is it or a nay?
It's a nay.
Okay, it's a nay. So what we have 11 here? 9 to 1, or 10 to 1, correct? All right. Thank you very much. Anything additional?
That's actually pretty close to the council not being in.
It is. No, it is good. We don't always. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the council.
It is.
Absolutely.
We should disagree better.
Yeah, I thought
we disagreed well today. I've been in a lot of meetings where there is not very well stated decision. I thought this was great.
So that's part of it. If you look at each of us represent a different group of people, right? That's why we're here on part of the Coastal Council.
Absolutely.
We're to represent those people we represent. Mm-hmm. And that's why we should be voting the way we do.
Yep.
To represent those people.
So, Julie, are you going to memorialize this, or how do we need to do this at this point?
We have it on record.
Okay.
What do you need?
So I just had, there was 10.
Not available motion.
I second it.
So what do we have?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, and we got a second. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it, you guys.